producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
As I continue on the mend with Gene and Chris, we're going to have a fascinating discussion where we go, I guess, back to the traditional look at the UFO field. We'll get into that in a moment. Now, as you know, no matter what happens in this world, there has to be a conspiracy theory about it. So what's the latest? Well, the death of Justice Scalia. A conspiracy theory? Well, didn't the guy die of a heart attack or something? And there's some crazy things about it. So, for example, he was pronounced dead at this place in Texas by a justice of the peace who actually never saw the body. So the only people who actually saw the body, I guess, at first after he was discovered were the U.S. Marshals. Is that enough for a conspiracy theory, Chris?
I don't know. It seems a little hinky. You know, he wasn't very well liked by quite a few people. And, you know, what can you say? I mean, the guy, you know, had been on the court since 85. He was 79. There were reports that when they found him, there was a pillow on his face. So he seemed to be in good health the night before. Good spirits. He did have some health problems, but the family doesn't want an autopsy, so, you know, I don't know, go figure.
Well, I assume a sheriff's department can order an autopsy no matter what the family thinks. That's the first thing. If there's any possible evidence of foul play, but right now the only questions being asked, I guess, are by controversial talk show host Michael Savage, and I guess by Alex Jones. I think their implication will be, well, the Obama administration wanted to get rid of Scalia, so they offed him. But this is going to be really crazy because the chances that Obama would even get a Supreme Court candidate approved this year because of all the election year nonsense, it's not very high. So I don't see how that works.
No. He nominated a Hindi-American who was unanimously approved, I think, for a circuit court judge. So if he nominates him, they have no excuse to, you know, hold up the nomination since they've already Senate and has already, I think it's the Senate, right, that approves nominations. They've already unanimously approved the nomination at a lower court. So, you know, there are ways around that.
Right. This particular person was approved by, I think, a 97-0 vote, which in this political climate is something unheard of. Now, there are other conspiracy theories about what they could do. So, for example, if he can't get a nominee approved, and say the Democrats lose the election but gain the Senate, there's a 17-day period from the time the new Senate takes office in January of 2017 until the next president takes over, so he can nominate anyone if he had a Democratic Senate. I mean, talk about conspiracy theories. I just think the guy died. He is somebody who clearly was a little bit overweight or more than a little overweight. He's 79 years of age. There are reports he had some chronic health problems. We assume possibly blood pressure, heart, the usual stuff. But if there's going to be a conspiracy theory, there's going to be one. And maybe it would be more reassuring to everybody to go through a more normal investigative process. I don't know.
Whoever gets in is going to probably have three additional seats to fill on the Supreme Court because there's some folks, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there's several people that are kind of getting up in years. So
Justice Kennedy, possibly Justice Thomas.
Well, Thomas never should have been in the first place. Just ask Anita Hill about Long Dong Silver.
I don't even want to get into this. This is just getting too crazy. You think that the WWE, Worldwide Wrestling Organization, gets crazy. If you haven't seen it yet, look for a replay of the last Republican debate. I think it's going to replace wrestling in ratings.
Yeah, they all agreed that they were all liars. They just couldn't agree on who was the biggest liar.
This was the pants on fire debate. And that place was in flames. Anyway, let's move on to our corner of the world. What I'm really happy is the fact that the discussion about Whitley Strieber's appearance in the Paracast has been mostly quite civil. You know, I expected a little more harsh criticisms, but there hasn't been that much.
Yeah, well, again, I think you pointed it out that we had to get beyond the debate of whether he was lying and making all this stuff up or not, and we'll just give him the benefit of the doubt, and that way, you know, we're not going to get bogged down and lose him in the first half hour that we got him on the show. So, you know, we had to defer to, you know, suspend our disbelief to some degree. But I think all in all it went well, and I think people are responding to it very well. I've been told to go ahead and re-listen to it, which I never do re-listen to shows. I mean, they take too much of my time already. And having to get my schedule around some of these taping sessions. So, you know, I don't re-listen to shows. I may go back and re-listen to this one simply because I need a few things clarified in my own mind. But, I think I appreciate people, you know, understanding the sensitive nature, you know, losing his wife and stuff and being under attack for 30 years already. You know, I think people appreciated our kinder and gentler approach.
Also, whatever happened to him, and I can't pretend to know, I don't think it's a 30-year performance art project where he just made it up and kept this thing going on for 30 years. I think people have better things to do. And sure, perhaps he made a reasonable amount of money from the first couple of books and maybe that movie deal. But after that, I think it's been more of a negative than a positive. So it doesn't make sense to me. Just crazy things happen to people. And because he was in the position of being a best-selling author, what he had to say had resonance. But if there was no Whitley Strieber, we might still have a cultural meme of gray aliens. It would just come from somebody else. Maybe it was just time. I don't know. That's also another strange theory. In any case, there it is, folks. Will we have Whitley Strieber on the Paracast again? I don't know. If he has something else he wants to talk about, if there is interest from our listeners, I suppose we could ask him. But right now, I think we've covered the story as best we can.
Yep.
So let's move on. All right. We're getting back to a more traditional look at UFOs after looking at a lot of interesting alternatives like alternate realities and synchronicities and subjective experiences. We're going to bring back on this week's episode Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center. And he's got a lot of interesting things to talk about. One, of course, is recent sightings. And the reports, for example, of red, orange, and yellow fireballs, sightings of clusters like that. And he says these reports do not involve so-called Chinese lanterns. And he also has a proposal on hand to develop some kind of UFO detection system using passive radar, folks. And that sounds interesting. So there's a lot to talk about with Peter Davenport, and he's waiting in the wings, and we'll get to him in the next segment. Let me get to this. We had a lot more detailed discussion about Whitley Strieber in this past week's episode of After the Paracast. That's a feature of the Paracast Plus. If you want to learn more about it, go to plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. It's a low subscription fee, lots of great benefits, also the ad-free version of this show. So check it out, plus.thepowercast.com. Peter Davenport coming up with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
We're joined by Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center. It's been a while since we heard from him. In fact, 2013. As a matter of fact, so lots of things have happened. We're going to give you a UFO update on the latest sightings, latest theories, and about, Peter, your proposal for some kind of UFO detection system. We'll get to that later. But let me ask you here about UFO sightings in general. There's been a perception in recent years that we don't get as many cases as we used to. What's your perception of that?
Yeah, it's all wrong. There are many, many perceptions, many claims, all sorts of things that go on in ufology, and it's sort of interesting. I have a sort of a catbird seat on all of this. Most of those comments, most of those impressions, most of those claims, I find, just don't conform to the reality of the phenomenon as I see it. And there are very few people who spend as much time in a given day trying to collect UFO reports as I do. Interestingly, I'm just rereading, I suspect, a book published in 1956 by Edward J. Ruppel, who was the head of Blue Book back in the 1950s.
Sure.
And as I read his description of what was going on back then in 1950, 51, 52, it appears to be exactly the same thing that we're seeing today. The phenomenon appears to me not to have changed one whit. And last night was reading a section in which he comments that they were getting about 10 to 20 reports per day. Well, I'm getting more than that. I'm probably getting 20 to 30 reports per day. So the phenomenon has not changed since 1952.
Well, in those years, we had reports of radar visual sightings. And I haven't heard of much of that in recent years. Is it that they're not being reported or what?
Well, they're not being reported from the radar side because almost all radars in the United States are controlled by whom? By the U.S. government. They're either military radars or FAA radars. There are a few weather radars. I don't know if they're run by television stations or whether those stations just subscribe to government radar. The issue with radar is they're very expensive to acquire, and they're pretty expensive to run because of the power consumption. And, of course, they have to be staffed by people who are watching the screen. But I'm not surprised that the government is not reporting radar sightings, because it's the government, and they don't want you and me or our listeners to even think about the UFO phenomenon. They want us to remain naive with regard to the UFO, what's going on in the field of ufology. So I have posted radar sightings. In fact, one comes to mind immediately, and any of our listeners can look this up on the National UFO Reporting Center website, ufocenter.com. There was a beautiful radar visual sighting on the 22nd of June, year 2000. Aircraft was flying in the vicinity of Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, had an object go right by him. He called the FAA air traffic control system, and they confirmed that they could see now an object tracking his airplane. So there are radar visual sightings from time to time.
What about the nature of the objects themselves? The same kind of objects we saw then, or has there been a change? Obviously, these fireballs that we're going to talk about indicate some sort of change, though we had that then.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see trends, to see changes, variations in the type of objects that are being reported. And interestingly, Gene, I can date this change fairly accurately. It's not as though we had not taken such reports before. It's just that they increased in frequency and increased to a dramatic degree. I'm sure if we were talking statistics, it would be a statistically significant increase. But we're talking, and you're correct, it's the issue of clusters of fireballs. And I'll direct our listeners to a few of the really interesting cases here in a moment. It was about the last week in May of 2012, we suddenly started receiving reports of clusters of fireballs, cluster being anywhere from 2 to 200 of these red, orange, yellow, amber, and gold fireballs that started pouring in here. In fact, people can see the beginning. One of the early reports was from the 1st of June, 2012. From a St. Louis police officer who was driving south of St. Louis on an interstate, I think Interstate 55 it is, and as he and his wife and their infant child were driving to the south, he was quite shocked, quite surprised to look off to his quartering right to the southwest and see a cluster of about a dozen or 14 orange lights moving very rapidly from his right to left, so they were going to the east. He started to slow down, I think he writes in his report, and other people obviously were looking at these objects too, because there was some kind of collision of vehicles on the interstate, and he had to quickly pull over and go into his police officer mode, investigating or tending to potential injuries.
Peter, let me interrupt real quick. Was it because people were not keeping their eyes on the road? They were watching this particular phenomenal event? Or
that may be the case, although I haven't talked to those other people, so I can't confirm that. But this officer said, he had an interesting comment. He's a practicing Christian, and he said this sighting of whatever those objects were just shook his belief system to the roots of his soul. It's a very interesting comment by, he was a very eloquent, I suspect, highly reliable witness. And people can see that report on our website again for the 1st of June 2012. There's some interesting reports, similar reports from the next day, June 2nd, 2012, from Beacon Rock State Park here in the state of Washington, where I am. Several groups reported a sighting of a cluster of orange objects that were flying to the east up the Columbia River. This is probably 20 miles east of Portland, Oregon. And the objects got to their general location just above the river, and suddenly the orange objects turned, made a distinct turn to the north, and went streaking off into the night sky. People can read, again, the 2nd of June, 2012.
That doesn't sound like Chinese lanterns to me.
No, and this, if we, what you've cited is the very argument that a lot of people level against this phenomenon. They're saying, oh, they're Chinese lanterns, or otherwise known as sky lanterns or Japanese lanterns. And I'm fairly sure that some of these reports of clusters of objects may be due to the launch of Skylanders. I address this in my public presentations and show video of what a launch of Skylanders looks like.
Let's do the rest of that in our next segment. We have to do a brief break with Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center. We're talking about these unusual fireballs connected to the UFO phenomenon. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center. Now, just as a point of reference here, if UFOs are solid metallic objects, what are the fireballs about? Are they just projecting lights or what?
You know, if I knew the answer to your question, Gene, I'd probably have a Nobel Prize to my name.
Well, I think we can assume in some cases, guys, that we're looking at some sort of plasma effect, some sort of ionization effect that seems to surround TRUFOs, if you will. Oftentimes you'll have these types of effects, especially if you're in a moisture-laden environment.
I think that's not an unreasonable assertion, but we don't know for sure yet. And in fact, it is not just I who is talking about these phenomena. It's not just I who's collecting such reports. I talk infrequently to Roger Marsh, who is the editor of the UFO Journal for MUFON, monthly
sure.
publication, of course. And he and I agree, and in fact, MUFON, I think, predicated on these reports, has tasked a state director, in fact, it's Erica Lukes, state director for MUFON for the state of Utah, who is now actively investigating these. I've shared some cases with her, trying to get to the bottom of just what these things are. The reason I'm even talking about this phenomenon is because we don't understand what they are, and they don't seem to conform to any kind of terrestrial phenomenon that I can think of, with the exception of the Chinese lanterns. But I think we can rule out Chinese lanterns for the following several reasons. Number one, oftentimes these objects are seen maneuvering in different directions. If it were a cluster of Chinese lanterns, they would be drifting with the prevailing winds aloft, which usually are laminar and not chopped up and not taking, carrying objects in different directions. Not impossible, of course, but usually winds aloft are moving in one direction at a constant velocity. Also, some of these objects are seen to suddenly accelerate and accelerate dramatically and go streaking over the horizon. Yeah. Clearly, not any kind of Chinese lantern or drifting body.
Yeah. The rapid acceleration especially sounds mystifying, yes.
Well, this kind of reminds me of some very impressive footage that Jaime Masson had. You know, it's kind of sprinkled in amongst all the obvious hoaxes and misidentified natural phenomena, that sort of thing, birds, whatever. And this was a daylight sighting, I believe, over Mexico with a fairly large glowing orange object that seemed to be shooting out like a Roman candle from either end of the object was shooting out smaller orange objects that would then fly away. And there were quite a number of them that seemed to be ejected. For the life of me, I really have never seen anything like it. It was actually very good footage, and I personally feel that it was a legitimate phenomenal event that was actually captured optically. Some of these fireball sightings, of course, are being reported during the day. These are not only nocturnal sighting events, and that would obviously kind of lean away from any sort of man-made Chinese lantern or something akin to that. But have you seen that footage, Peter? I'm sure you have. Very riveting. I think 2010, maybe 2009, if I remember. Very, very impressive footage.
Yeah, I haven't seen that footage. If it's on the internet, I'll try to see
it. Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Just to share with our listeners the volume of such reports that have occurred. Well, it started, as I mentioned earlier, in late May of 2012, approximately. We're almost to May in 2016. So in the last approximately 44 months or so, the National UFO Reporting Center has posted between 12,000 and 15,000 such reports to our website.
Wow.
And it's the most frequent subject of conversation when I do a presentation on UFOs or when I post a statement to our website. It is more often than not about one of these very dramatic sightings. If listeners would like to look at some of the really interesting sightings, I would call to their attention a very special report, special because it comes from a retired U.S. astronaut who lives in Athens, Texas. That's about 70 miles southeast of Dallas. On the 5th of July, 2013, so we were about 14 months into this phenomenon when this report came in, received a call from a gentleman who described himself as a retired astronaut. In fact, I've investigated, and he is who he says he is. On that evening, he was standing outside with his wife and their adult daughter. He was facing the west. His wife was facing east. And she called to him and said, "Honey, what's this?" And he wheeled around just in time to see, he describes, an orange fireball streak over his head. He followed it visually as it moved very rapidly to the west, and she said, "Here comes another one." He turned around, here's a second orange fireball. All told, they witnessed, I believe it was six red or red-orange fireballs that night. I talked to him on several occasions. As you can well imagine, he would be perceived to be an excellent source of objective, reliable information. Indeed, he is, I believe. And he said at one point in our conversation, he said, "Peter," he said, "I don't know what those objects were, but," he said, "I feel very comfortable in assuring you that they were not manufactured on our planet."
Let me ask you something here, which is also important. We're seeing these fireballs in the sky. How close do they seem to get?
Yeah, that's a very interesting question. We just posted a graphic image from a witness, I think in Pennsylvania, I'm going on memory now, who saw four or six of these fireballs. They were the perceived size of a full moon to the witnesses. Now, that's a pretty prominent object in the night sky, but your question is a very good one, Gene. It's very pertinent. You always want to know how far away and therefore how big were the actual objects. What was their actual dimension? You can't know that unless you can know your distance from them. But the problem is, almost invariably, and this is one of the great mysteries of the fireball phenomenon, one of the great mysteries is even in those instances where there's a dramatic display of a dozen or two dozen or three dozen orange objects, we get only, almost invariably, just one report about it. The question I ask is, what are those other witnesses who no doubt have seen the same display thinking about what they're looking at?
The thing I wonder about too, Peter, not to interrupt you, is how many people even look up anymore? They're too busy looking at their iPhones.
Well, I think it's not a question. If that may be the case, and I've often mused and ruminated on that point, Gene, but I think it is more like the case that when people see something anomalous, really very flabbergasting, they're either inclined to forget it or file it away in the deep recess of their memory, or just decide that they're not going to get involved, or they don't want to spend the time, or they're just lazy. And I think the last element that I cite there explains it all. They don't want to take the time to find an organization like the UFO Center to report it, where even though it takes only about five strokes of on a keyboard and hitting the return button to find a UFO reporting agency like mine, the National UFO Reporting Center, or MUFON, or UFOs Northwest, or there are a whole bunch of them today who will accept reports. But even when they call over the UFO hotline, which we've maintained since 1974, and we ask them to submit a written report, more often than not, that's too much work for them.
Yeah, they can't be bothered.
Well, this is the whole way the society is now. We're so inundated with survival. Everything else takes a back seat. Let's get to more of this with Peter Davenport and Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
On the Paracast with Gene Steinberg, Christopher O'Brien, we have Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center. So, kind of clarify this for me. At first, when I asked you about the frequency of sightings and the kind of sightings, you said they really hadn't changed that much from the 1950s and Captain Ruppelt's book, The Report on Unidentified Flying Objects, but this fireball phenomenon seems to be more prevalent now than it used to be. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Absolutely. It has grown in intensity to a point that it tends to alarm me, Gene. We have a phenomenon, a major phenomenon, as viewed from my vantage point, that is taking place, and we have a government that is saying absolutely nothing about it, and it, moreover, it is a phenomenon for which no UFO organization has any satisfactory explanation. Another case that comes to mind is particularly representative of this phenomenon. It's the 28th of March, 2013. Glendale, Arizona, a retired Arizona Highway Patrol officer was standing in his house in Glendale. Glendale is on the west side of Greater Phoenix area.
I'm about an hour from there.
Yeah, he was looking to the north and admiring a beautiful, clear nighttime sky, and suddenly an orange fireball streaked from his left to his right, that is from west to east in the northern sky from his vantage point inside his house. It was so shocking a sighting for him, so surprising that he rushed outside to see if he could see this object disappearing towards the east. Well, he got out on his deck on the north side of his house and was viewing. He couldn't find the object. It had been moving so fast that it was gone from his sight by the time he got outside. But he, as he was standing on his deck, another cluster of several of them followed the same pathway across the sky that the first one had. And then another cluster, and another cluster, and another cluster. All told, about 150, he estimates, orange objects. And one witness, one report. How can it be, I ask rhetorically.
Over the fifth largest metropolitan area in the country.
Yeah. How can it be that an event, an alleged event like this takes place, and there's no, I have to use alleged as a formality, there was no question remaining in my mind based on my two or three conversations with this gentleman that he was reporting truthfully. He said he made the point, I seem to recall, that he really had no benefit from reporting this. He was on retirement from the Arizona Highway Patrol duty that he had had for 35 years. He said, there's no advantage for me to report this, Mr. Davenport, but what I saw, I have no explanation for. And again, people don't have to believe what I'm saying. I was born in Missouri 68 years ago. In fact, I lived in Ferguson, Missouri as a young kid.
I have to ask you about that sometime, but not now.
That's the show me state. And for me, it's a very important principle, not only because of my birthright, but because of my training as a scientist. The only thing that matters to me is data. Data and evidence and corroboration and all of that. This was a very, very good sighting. And again, it takes us back to the mystery of how an event like this can occur. But there's only one report. How many tens of thousands of people must have seen the same thing, but they have not reported it? And it underscores my suspicion, my estimate, Gene, would be that out of about 20,000 Americans who see a phenomenon similar to what this retired state patrol officer allegedly witnessed, out of 20,000 people who see a dramatic event like that, only one will ever come forward and report it.
Well, let me ask you something here. And this is the ultimate question about UFOs and subjectivity, and it's more involved than maybe we wanted to get into. But if you put 10 people out there in the field, you would maintain that if there was a fireball overhead or 100 fireballs, all 10 people, assuming they have normal visual acuity, et cetera, and you're looking in the same place, would see precisely the same thing?
Well, they would see the same thing, of course, depending on the quality of their vision. The question is what they would report if they reported it. And again, I make the point, and this is an important one, even most important for our listeners. I would say probably 30% of the people listening to this program have seen UFOs, and only one in 20,000 of those listeners has ever reported it. So we can't post the reports unless we receive them. But out of 10 people who saw the likes of which that law enforcement officer saw on the 28th of September, 2013, probably not one of them would report it. That's not a number of witnesses large enough to have at least one of them report it.
Let's put the request out there. We've got quite a few listeners here, a lot of whom live in the Arizona area. This is September 28th, 2013.
Yes.
What time again, sir?
It was an evening sighting, and I seem to recall it was about 9 o'clock, but people can find that report on our website. That's why we post all of these reports, of course.
Okay.
So people may share it.
Around 9 p.m. Mountain Time, September 28th, 2013, in and around Glendale, Arizona. We have listeners in Arizona. If any one of you out there saw something strange that day, please let us know. You could contact Peter at the National UFO Reporting Center. You could check out the PowerCast. We have Contact Us links all over the place on our site. Let us know. We'll try to get this coordinated, because that's a problem. I mean, if one person reports something wacky, however credible that person is, there's always going to be a way to say, well, he saw something or something happened to him that is beyond our ken, and maybe that's why other people didn't see it. But as soon as two people see it, five people, 10 people, we can put together something consistent. So let's see what happens. We'll put the call out there and see if we can get any response.
Yeah. But the problem is now, we're almost 3 years after the event, of course, 2.5 years anyway. The problem now is most people will have forgotten it, or it will have gone into deep memory, and they won't remember the date. If a person doesn't report a UFO sighting within 24 to 48 hours, when I talk to them about their sighting, more often than not, I would say, and that's a guess, more often than not, They don't even remember the day or date or day of week or any of that information. The time and date of a sighting is one of the fastest things or one of the soonest things to disappear from the witness's memory. They remember where they were, interestingly. People have a very good locational memory. They don't have a good temporal memory. It's an interesting statement about human psychology.
What about then, this is another thing attacked by the skeptics, the reliability of human testimony, especially something that's unexpected. And we have what the old law school experiment where they stage something for the students and everybody has a different answer. So when you look at multiple witnesses of something like this, we can talk about multiple witness sightings. And we have about a minute and a half for the segment, so if I'm rushing you, forgive me.
What sort
of variation do we see in descriptions?
Well, that's the interesting thing. Multiple sighting reports are probably the most interesting. The Phoenix Lights down in your area is the probably the most dramatic example of multiple witnesses over a large area reporting the same phenomenon over an extended period of time. And in fact, maybe after the break we can talk about the Phoenix Lights in detail if that's not whipping a dead horse back to his feet because it's been talked about so often. But multiple witness cases are very useful because it allows us to triangulate on the objects. In other words, two or more witnesses looking at the same object at the same time can draw lines in the direction they're looking. All those lines will intersect, and that will help us calculate how far away from the witnesses the object was and therefore what its size was.
I think the basic question I'm asking, though, and maybe we can flesh this out in our next segment where we will cover a little bit about the Phoenix Lights, and that is the variation in the testimony, the specific factual variations of different people, different backgrounds, seeing what may or may not be the same thing, and that's something we'll have to get into. We have Peter Davenport of the National UFO Reporting Center joining us in the PowerCast this week. We're coming up on a 10th anniversary show. That's going to be kind of a work in progress. Let's see how that turns out to be. Doing this for 10 years. Can you believe it? With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.